Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Not that one. Don't you just love it when that happens? I love it. Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. It's very easy after the censorship on the New York Post investigative piece on the Biden corruption to blame big tech for being evil. But I think the problem is a little deeper than that. I think the problem is what you might call the Lena Lamont problem. The tech lords are not as smart as they think they are. Now, Lena Lamont was a character in Singing in the Rain. And she had a Jay-Z accent. She's, what do you think I am, dumb or something? So let's get real about the at Jack Dorseys and the Zooks and of the world. They are super-duper at building tech empires. But when they've had the time for anything except ingesting the conventional political wisdom of their class and their generation? See, I could even see an innocent reason for censoring the Post piece for hacking and publishing embarrassing private information. It's understandable that the tech lords would want to dump down the plebs from publishing each other's sordid little scandals. There's a kind of tech lordly noblesse oblige about making sure that the plebs behave. I'm almost certain I didn't pronounce that French phrase right either, by the way. Don't want to lower the tone of the social media, old chap. But the problem is, dear tech lords, wow, that just turned off. The problem is that everything in politics is about hacking. And, why did it do that? There we go. Got that back. Everything in politics is about hacking. And publishing the embarrassing private information of the opposition. Charles Dickens in 1843, he got out there and he satirized in the New York Press at the time. He writes in Martin Chuzzlewit of the New York Sewer, and the sewer's exclusive account of a flagrant act of dishonesty committed by the Secretary of State when he was 8 years old, now communicated at a great expense by his own nurse. Wow. 1843. Christine Blasey Ford, please make a note and copy it, would you? And where were you, dear tech lords, when the Obama administration hacked the private conversation between Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador? Where were you when the Clinton campaign publicized false, embarrassing private information about Donald Trump? Where were you when the New York Times published Donald Trump's tax returns? I know. It never would have occurred to you noble lords that these Trump scandals that you published without a second thought are exactly the same as the New York Post story that you censored. Why? Because you chaps know literally nothing about politics. And here's one reason why. It appears in the current New York Post censorship scandal that you've hired a bunch of Democrat staffers and even a Brit establishment knight to executive positions in your censorship hierarchy. And only people that know literally nothing about politics would ever do such a thing. Don't you realize that in the crunch, these swamp creatures would obviously use their positions to help their team and damn the reputation of Twitter or Facebook or Google? But really, that didn't ever occur to you, did it, tech lords? Because you basically accept the educated gentry position that the Democrats are the good guys and the Republicans are the bad guys. They're racist, sexist, homophobic, white oppressors. They go to jail. They do not pass go. Seriously. If any of you had half a brain, you would have decided that given the big tech is right in the crosshairs, it would be sensible to hire swamp creatures from both sides of the aisle. And it would make sense for your truth and safety commissions to be carefully balanced politically. And it would be prudent to be contributing to both parties because you never know when you might need a friend in high places. Donald Trump knew this when he was just building buildings. You know, he used to give money to Hillary Clinton. And obviously, when the going gets tough, any swamp creature would betray your trust. And that's what swindlers did in Victorian novels back in 1843, and they still do today. But you, Linda Lamonts, are too dumb to understand that, you know, this one little fact. I remember back in the 1990s that the young Microsoft kept a low profile, kept out of politics. But in 1998, the Clinton Justice Department filed an antitrust case against Microsoft. Welcome to the real world, Bill Gates. Shortly afterwards, Speaker Gingrich went to Seattle to teach a seminar to the Microsofties on the facts of life. And you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you. I say this all the time about gun controllers and politicians. You may not be interested in politics, gun owners, but they are interested in you. I know that all you tech lords know that you know better. But often in politics, that doesn't count. The truth is encompassed in a very highly sophisticated maxim that there is no such thing as justice, only injustice. And justice is something a tech lord aristocratically imposes when he shuts up an unruly New York tabloid. Injustice is what an ordinary commoner voter experiences when a lordly tech lord cancels his voice. No doubt, very shortly, is going to simply come down to that. Because here's part and parcel of the problem. The commoners are going to revolt. While half of America is sort of leftist for reasons that I can't ascertain to save my life, the other half isn't. That's a lot of people. A lot of people are just normal. They're not left or right. They just want to be left alone. They just want to, do what they do. And, that's a problem. I can see I'm going to have to do something with this stupid camera. Anyway, let the tech lords tremble at a commoner revolution. The commoners have nothing to lose. We commoners have nothing to lose but our chains. And we have a nation to win. So, commoners of America, it is time to unite. I hear from time to time, about people that lose their Facebook or their Twitter or their Instagram or something. They're like, I've lost my voice. How did anybody do this? How did anybody have a voice before there was a Facebook? How did anybody make themselves known before there was social media? Well, they had to go out there and do something. They had to go out there and make their mark. Not through social media, but in the actual real world. Not in the virtual world. When the virtual world is controlled by the tech lords, they giveth, they'll taketh away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Have you ever won a bet with a friend and not been able to collect? Everybody knows somebody that owes them money, but makes you feel like a jerk whenever you bring it up. And sooner or later, you just write it off. You stop mentioning it. He lost the bet, but he won in the long run. These are the celebrities who promised to leave the country if Donald Trump won in 2016. And the 2020 election is our chance to collect. Maybe they didn't get the message the last time. Maybe they thought we were joking. We weren't joking. Many people. I was one of them. I was hoping to see Barbara Streisand pack up her mansion and, you know, get the hell out of Dodge. I would have helped her pack, but she stayed. Other minor celebrities also swore they'd leave, but they didn't. Former comedian Chelsea Handler said, "I did buy a house in another country just in case. So all these people that threaten to leave the country and then don't, I actually will leave the country." And then she didn't. She's still here, still inflicting her naked body on a public that doesn't want it. It's sexual assault weaponized and used as political speech. Speaking of sexual assault, Lena Dunham is still here. She grew up violating her sister, and now she's violating everybody else. Amy Schumer, Chuck's niece, didn't keep her promise to move to Spain. Snoop Dogg's not going to leave. They have weed everywhere. Snoop, just in case you didn't know. Only Cher has a valid excuse because, you know, we haven't actually established a travel route to Jupiter, where she said she would go if Trump won. Think she'd settle for Mars? I don't know. With the 2020 election looming, this mentality is back, and leftist celebrities are once again promising to flee if they don't get their way. And they've decided once again to expose the country to their temper tantrums that these pampered divas usually reserve for personal assistance. And the latest is Bruce Springsteen. I have never gotten Bruce Springsteen. I have never gotten the smart music. The boss, as people who have bad taste in music call him, said he'd be on the next plane to Australia if Donald Trump is reelected. He said, "I love Australia. Every time we have nothing but good times down there, it's always a treat to come. Love the people, love the geography. Great place for motorcycle trips. It's close to our hearts." And if Trump is reelected, which he will not be, I'm predicting right now, he's going to lose. If by some happenstance he should be, I'll see you on the next plane. I don't believe he'd actually leave. I don't really have any feelings about Bruce Springsteen being in the United States one way or the other. I just think it's about time we as a country acknowledge a universal truth. Especially for those of us that like music. Bruce Springsteen sucks. He doesn't suck because of his politics. But that doesn't help. He sucks because his music sucks. He can't sing, and even if he could, his songs suck. You know, at least Bob Dylan was quirky. And he could write lyrics, and he wrote more than one song. Bruce Springsteen has spent his whole career rewriting the same story as a song. Just so you know what I'm talking about, here's every song rolled into one. Becky's dad doesn't approve of the guy she's dating, probably named Johnny, but she's not going to let that stop their love. The factory's closed and is about to, making life in this small town even tougher than it was before. The young lovers are going to meet somewhere, probably on the outskirts of town, and go up to start their lives together, even though the odds are stacked against them. Cue the guitar and the horns. I've had enough of this. Springsteen, as far as my taste in music, he is so overrated. He's the most overrated musical artist ever. closely followed by John Bon Jovi, who sort of apes his style while spending more time on his hair. Maybe it's something about New Jersey. I don't know. But I do know that being lectured lyrically or otherwise about how rough it is out there by a multimillionaire with a guitar and a guy on the payroll whose only job is to rip the sleeves off of jean jackets to make him seem edgy, that's not talent. It's a marketing gimmick. So, please, Bruce, leave. Either way the election goes, you go. You don't have to stay around if Trump loses. Take off anyway. You'll be doing me a favor, personally. People who love Springsteen don't point to clever lyrics or great riffs. They always talk about how long his concerts are. That's him trying to make up for the sucking. If you charge people $100 and suck for an hour and a half, they feel ripped off. But if you suck for 3 hours, well, even though you suck, people are duped into thinking they somehow made out in the deal. And it's like all-you-can-eat tofu. You can still be, sure, you can be really full at the end, but it's still just bean curd. So, go, Bruce. Win, lose, or draw. Feel free to move out. Take the rest of your ideological celebrity friends with you. Not because of how you vote, but because you suck. And take Becky with you. She's single again. Her father was right. That guy was a jerk. Not only did Johnny cheat on her, he probably liked your music. Bad as it is. You owe her and us for inflicting yourself on us for the last 40 years. So take off. Seriously. It's bad enough to I hate everything being politicized now. I mean, sports are politicized. Movies are politicized. Music is politicized. Everybody's got to have a little itty-bitty sort of message out there to give to people all the time, every time. And at the very least you could do, if you're going to get out here and lecture me on a regular basis, you know, never mind what I've done. You know, I've only served in the military and been to foreign lands and done things. You might have gone out on the USO and said, but that's not what I've had to do. But never mind. Never mind any of that. If you're going to lecture me, at least bring something to the table that I can take away and say, okay, at least it was only semi-bad. Do that for me. And then after the election, hit the road. Just take off. Nobody needs you here anymore. I don't need you here. I don't get it. I don't get your music. I'm tired of it. Tired of having to give homage. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Staging the event for Biden. That's what the White House is accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of doing after they announced that the candidates' mics would be muted during portions of Thursday's debate. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that it's obvious the commission is not a bipartisan organization.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this.
Wall Street followed Washington's optimism that a deal on a stimulus package can get done. The Dow Jones finished up 113 points to finish just above 28,000. The S&P 500 ended the day up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ made slight gains to finish just over 11,500 points. This is USA Radio News. The Senate will vote on a bill Tuesday to reauthorize the Paycheck Protection Program, set up to offer small businesses loans in order to help them stay afloat during the pandemic. But it's a standalone bill with no other forms of stimulus attached, which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says is on purpose. He tells reporters he wanted to focus on legislation with bipartisan support.
But it does address an awful lot of things that we do agree on, and I don't think the fact that those checks are not a part of this package, as others have said, is a good argument for not doing what we are laying on the floor, most of which is completely without controversy.
The Senate's vote comes as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has seemingly backed away from the deadline she set for a deal on a stimulus package before the election. She told Bloomberg that the deadline was to get terms on the table and further laid out a timeline.
In order for that to do it, we'd have to have our legislation all written by the end of this week. Then it's, you know, you have all your procedural 72 hours of review for the world to see, and then it would come to the floor.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The latest in a string of expose videos from James O'Keefe's investigative journalism group Project Veritas, aimed at uncovering fraudulent activity designed to tip the 2020 presidential election in the Democratic Party, has dropped. In recent months, they've blown up tech giant Facebook's not-at-all-hidden anti-conservative bias, not just once, but twice. Then took the state of Oregon to court for trying to stop truth-seeking investigative outfits, as, you know, many people have tried to do, as they, you know, in the other media. The other media. They also brought Democrat Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar's corrupt ways to light last month, and most recently their harsh spotlight shone on Democrat Antifa operatives in Colorado, which, you know, a lot of people looked at that as well. It's the drip, drip, drip method. It was once lovingly employed by the late Andrew Breitbart. And Project Veritas uses it masterfully when they ferret out the truth from the rabbit holes the left tries to hide itself in. And they had a new target this past Monday, Google, and its company YouTube, which, listen, I really want YouTube to level out. And it looks like what they found is not going to be any exception here either. And at first glance, their corrupt attempts to sway the results in the U.S. election seem to be the main element of the story here. But then their connection with China comes into play, too. More on that later. In the video, which runs just under 9 minutes, Project Veritas journalists sit down to several different lunches or dinners over a couple of days with Ritesh Lakhar, whom the video describes as a Google technical program manager cloud. And in one of the more damning exchanges in the expose, Lakhar explains to the pair of undercover journalists why it appears the company favors the Democrats. He said, because we are in America and the wind is blowing toward Democrats, because GOP equals Trump and Trump equals GOP. Everybody hates it, even though GOP may have good traits. No one wants to acknowledge them right now. So the wind is blowing towards Democrats, so let's skew the results towards Democrats. And while he went on to suggest that the trend might change were Trump to be reelected, that seems like a blind spot on Lakhar's part. In another segment, he implies the Republican support in the KKK, as an example. In general, he comes off as a little sort of apolitical. I get that part. And speaking forcefully about one of the main reasons he's planning on leaving Google, he said it's actions that take away the freedom of speech on both sides. He doesn't like that much. He gave an example in another exchange with a single Project Veritas journalist of how they do it. He said, I disagree with corporations playing God and taking away the freedom of speech on both sides, basically. Like deleting tweets and whatever from the president and deleting some of the stuff from the leftist media. Like, if it was fraud, it doesn't matter. But if it was Trump or Melania Trump, it matters. And on the other side, Trump says something misinformation, you're going to delete that because it's illegal under whatever pretext. And if a Democratic leader says that, then you're going to leave it like that. Lakhar continues explaining that he sees the hypocrisy in playing God, essentially not using the same set of rules for everyone. But there is another reason he wants out, and he wants out now, and it has everything to do with China's surveillance state. He says, I can't keep doing this. Go and teach Chinese people how to do American jobs and come back and get surveilled on the way. He confirmed to the undercover journalist that he's trained Chinese workers in China to do this for several companies, including Google and Fitbit. How many of you are wearing Fitbits right now? And does that give you the creeps to think about that? Your search engine. I use Google. I've got Google email addresses. I use the Enterprise and all the other stuff, the G Suite. I use it. I'm being surveilled. And though Lakhar appears not to hold a specific political view, his words don't leave any room for interpretation when he says Google is the worst company he's ever worked for when it comes to following the leftist agenda. He says your opinion matters more than your work. Now, right now, you got three main players in social media and in the big tech lord world that are going to have to come to the Senate, and they're real close. They're real close to these Section 230 protections they have. They're real close to losing them. What Section 230 basically does is it declares them a platform. And now this is only in the way of liability. With a platform, think of when there was all the baby bells that provided landline phone service. As a platform, if a hitman is coordinating with a employer to go do a hit on a public telephone line, then they're not liable for that being done because they're not in charge of the content going out over their lines. That's way out. That's out there for other people to purview. That's why surveillance has to get permission to tap into these things because they're platforms. They're supposed to be closed off to the rest of the world, and whatever happens in those is supposed to be a private thing. However, a platform does not edit a conversation. A platform does not get out there and omit things. A platform doesn't get out there and chop whole things out of a conversation or censor them, if you want to put it that way. And that's what they're doing. They're acting as a publisher and not as a platform. They're not actually executing like a platform. Now, Facebook has got, Zuckerberg got out there and he said, after the election, we're not going to do this anymore. I want to see these guys, this all started after 2016, after Trump won. Trump wasn't supposed to win. He wasn't supposed to win. All of this information that was being disseminated on YouTube, Facebook, Google, all these other things, this had to be stopped. Twitter, all these other things. Now, for me, I have a YouTube channel. I'm demonetized right now. No big whoop. I've never made that much money on them anyway. But I'm demonetized. So that means I don't show up on search, which means I'm shooting these videos and putting my heart and soul into these, and then nobody sees them, except for some of the faithful. But, I mean, I have 32,000 subscribers, and most of my videos start out in the first 5 days, which are very critical, getting about 1,000 views. So 1 in 32 of my subscribers sees my videos. And that's because they're throttling that. They don't want that information. And I'm just talking about guns. I'm not even doing what I'm doing here, which I'm streaming over Facebook right now. That should be fun. So, that's the... it's too late now, tech lords. You guys are going to be reined in. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Recently, we have seen two instances in Aurora, Colorado, where police have stood down when facing violent felons. The first incident involved a guy with a lengthy rap sheet who was exposing himself to young girls, destroying property, and threatening harm to the residents of an apartment complex. They stood down twice in 2 days rather than take him into custody. The more recent incident involved a child abuse suspect with multiple warrants who was on parole, who barricaded himself inside his home with one of his children and some guns. The cops walked away that time also, and that perpetrator is still on the loose. After that discouraging encounter, I wondered whether people would begin to notice the fact that the men and women in blue who are supposed to be protecting and serving don't seem to be doing too much of that these days in Aurora. I also noted that their new chief of police has publicly announced an agenda of having fewer conflicts with suspects where her cops might have to use force against a dangerous criminal. And as it turns out, some of the locals have indeed noticed this pattern, and they're beginning to tell the media about it. One of the trending headlines is, Aurora, Colorado residents figure out the police aren't protecting them anymore. When Aurora City Councilman Dave Gruber sat down for an interview with CBS4, he said he had just received an email from one of his constituents. He quoted the email as saying, "Please deal with crime. I don't feel safe in Aurora anymore." Aurora has seen a significant rise in violent crime. When CBS 4 compared the first 9 months of 2020 to the same period in 2019, it showed significant increases in major violent crimes. So the question becomes, how bad has it gotten in Aurora? As of the end of the last reporting period, murders were up 72.2% over the same period last year. Armed assaults were up 34.3%. Robberies were up 31%. All major violent crime categories were up 24.4%. And Grand Theft Auto, not the video game, was up 53.3% from last year. While burglaries were also up 13.9%. I do know all of my consonants. So I don't care what you try to describe this to. This is not a statistical blip. Now, here's the kicker into what I mentioned above about the new chief of police, you know, when I was saying that earlier. Physical arrests of suspects are down 44.6% from 2019. So, in other words, crime in every category has gone up. And the police are arresting barely half as many people. Is this just a coincidence? I mean, the city councilman that CBS 4 spoke to is blaming the rising crime on a number of factors. What are those factors? Councilman Gruber says, crime across the board is going up. We're having a lot of problems. He believes there are a number of factors, including increased gang violence, major car theft rings, less respect for police, and a police force that is more reluctant to go hands-on. This is what you would call tap dancing around the topic. He's blaming less respect for the police as well as cops who are more reluctant to go hands on. That's one thing. It's not those aren't two separate things. They're completely interrelated. Do you really believe the cops decided to be less interactive on their own? And when they aren't going after the suspects as much, the criminals notice. And they feel freer to run wild. And the head of the police union was less subtle about it. Union President Judy Lutkin blamed emboldened criminals, the passage of a recent Senate bill that restricted the arrest tactics cops can use, and social justice warrior police leadership. And that last point is obviously a shot across the bow of Chief Wilson, who put most of these new rules in place. But the police chief also serves at the pleasure of the mayor and the city council. That's not an elected position. And if concerned citizens have reached the point where they're telling their elected leaders that they literally no longer feel safe, then isn't it time to dial back most of this social justice nonsense and get a police chief who actually wants to arrest criminals? If not, maybe it's time the good people of Aurora, Colorado, get out there and vote some people in that would do it. Now, I'm going to tell you my fear of what this is going to lead to. See, a lot of people get out there, and when I talk about stuff like civil wars and things like that, people are like, yeah, Bill, all of these people get out there, and they talk a good talk, but when it comes down to it, they're not going to do it. However, as this continues to go on, and it goes on unrestricted without the cops or the local constabularies doing anything about it. Sooner or later, what's going to come about is you're going to have people that are so scared of what's happening, so scared of, you know, when it gets dark at night, that they're going to put together their own little thing. It's not going to be anything nearly as eloquent, say, as a militia. It's just going to be when they're going after Frankenstein's monster. It's going to be the counter mob. Those that have guns will take them. They won't know anything about logistics or fire and maneuver or anything else. They're just going to go out and face what they're afraid of. An army built out of fear. Antifa, for the most part, while they are fairly their organization is very interesting to me, but they haven't been up against anything yet that is going to fight back to a degree that you know, is going to give them that hyperviolence they so justly deserve. And the thing that we're going to see in these areas where they're, one, defunding police, two, they've demoralized police, three, they're making them stand down in most cases and letting them letting the social justice occur. That can't just go on infinitum. I mean, everything in this world ends. And this kind of conflict, this kind of violence being brought upon people, that ends quicker. It doesn't have a very long shelf life. Because eventually people will fight back. It happens every time, everywhere. Our nature is to be free and to seek peace and no conflict. And at some point, everybody comes to this idea, everybody comes to this moment when they're out there saying, it's not just stopping, and I'm going to have to go out there and do something about it. It's a little bit like growing up. You know, those of us that served in the military, we trained for war, and we prayed for peace. And most of America, only 1% of the entire population of America has ever served in the American military. So that's okay that most of you don't get out there and have that mindset of, well, I'm going to prepare to just, you know, just murder people, just kill them, if that's what it takes. But I really want there to be peace. I'm praying for peace. I don't want to do what I know how to do. But eventually, even those that are afraid to go out there and do that, they all eventually reach that point where they're not going to take it any longer. And when they do, when they go out, it's worse than anything you could ever imagine, any sort of movie or anything you could ever imagine of that kind of thing. It'd be just so bad. We have hour number three coming up. It is inbound. Those of you that are watching the stream, if you like that comment, let me know. Maybe I'll do it again. Who knows? In the interim, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.